Good morning. Good morning, my friend. You might hear in the background, or hopefully you hear. This is some music. I just searched before I turned on my recorder for Ukrainian music. And I don't know, this one popped up and I saw the beautiful blue and gold flag. And I just started listening to this and then I turned on my recorder. There's something... It's so peaceful, isn't it? It's so gentle. I'm gonna pause it for now. Maybe I'll play a little bit more in a sec, but I just, I don't really know what to say, more so than usual. I know that normally when I make these love grams, I'm just turning on the recorder to see what wants to come forward. And all I knew is that I had spent the last little bit of time just feeling so many feelings about what's happening, even though it's all the way across the world, it feels so close, particularly I think maybe because we're in this age where, you know, we're getting these social media feeds. I'm seeing mothers with their children and I'm seeing the bombed out buildings, and it's a lot for us, you know, I'll speak for myself. I know that I don't often or very, very rarely get at all political, because it's my belief that, you know, that we're one big humanity, and that what I so desperately want is for us to all come from that place, to come from really the ways that we're alike more than the ways that we're different. And so, you know, I don't speak politics much. And in this case, I don't feel that this is political. I know some people do, and maybe some of you who are listening will argue with me. But to me, this just feels like a horror that is being inflicted upon people. And I can't even begin to understand all of the worldwide complications around how people can help and how we can't, and what's going to cause more harm. You know, I'm talking on the big political stage. So what I do with all of that is start to feel helpless. And whenever I start to feel helpless, I turn to what I know. And I guess that's what wants to come forward right now, which is what I know is that there are ways to help, even if I'm not the president of a country. And even if I were the president, I probably wouldn't really know what to do. But the ways that we can help are, we can, obviously, if we have extra resources to donate, we can do that. A friend of mine just told me the other day, one of the most, I thought it was one of the most beautiful ways to give to Ukrainians, which was, she said, actually, it's two ways. One way is to book an Airbnb in Ukraine sometime coming up, like in the next day or two or week. And, you know, and then to put a note that we won't be staying there, but that then the funds will still get released to the person who is running the Airbnb. The other one is also, I think, beautiful, and is really something anyone can do, which is, and again, this wasn't my idea, but I love it, which was to go to Etsy and to find the Ukrainian sellers on Etsy. And I noticed that now a lot of them are offering downloadable, just maybe downloadable art or something like that for a very small price. That is a way to support them. And you can, you know, obviously, you know, search around and look. And to me, there was something so amazingly beautiful about, you know, the ones that I purchased, that, you know, a lot of them are telling their stories, and it feels there's a message. I'm sorry, I realize, like, this isn't a very, like, fluid I've just noticed I keep going. I'm going to listen to some music again for a minute and see, maybe I'll get a little bit more coherent. Oh, it's so beautiful. Okay, so what I was saying is that on a lot of the Etsy shops, you can write a message, and it feels so loving to be able to connect in this particular way. I'm so glad that my friend had suggested that. I never would have thought of that, and it's so, now that she said it, it just seems so obvious. But it's one of the ways that, because of the amazing technology that we have, that we could feel as if we're reaching out to someone, almost as if we're knocking on the door and taking them some food, or, you know, like that. So what I want to say about that is back to what I started with, which is when we're feeling helpless or overwhelmed, and it doesn't have to be about Ukraine and Russia. It could be something that's going on in your own circle, your neighborhood or your family or your friends. It could be a death or an illness of somebody in your circle, and you know, you're feeling helpless. And what I notice for myself is any tiny little action I take, you know, it could be buying a $10 downloadable on Etsy, or it could be sending a small amount of money to, you know, Doctors Without Borders, or it could be totally outside of anyone even knowing that I'm doing it, but maybe doing a meditation where I'm just sending out waves of energy to the world. It could be, you know, seeing an elderly person on the street and stopping and looking them in the eye and making sure to offer help if they need it. You know, it could be anything, but that when we take those small movements, those small actions, it gives us the sense of being a participant, and we are helping. And I really think that that is an important part of not feeling helpless. Because when we're sitting around and maybe just feeling overwhelmed and helpless, and working ourselves up into a state and maybe talking to everyone about how awful things are, that doesn't actually make us feel any better, usually. Usually it makes us feel worse. And it actually really doesn't help the world very much. I really believe, and I talked to you about this last week on the Lovegram. I did a Facebook Live about it. I think I even sent out something a couple days ago. We have to be love in the world, and we have to be light in the world, because that is the first step of the gifts that we can give. I really believe that there's a way in which, when we're coming from a place of love, of light, when we're just coming out of a meditation or listening to music like this that is so beautiful, it opens something up that allows new thoughts to come in. It allows new resources to drop in. I watch this all the time for myself, that when I'm in a worked up, stressed out, overwhelmed, this world is just falling apart kind of place, it's as if my whole body is clenched and shut off, and that any sort of information from life, there's just no way it can come in. And so the practice for me, and you know, I'm inviting you in, is how do we stay in that place of positive, you know, looking for positive ways to be in the world, even when there's so much suffering and violence and hardships. I guess that's always been, you know, it's always just been always something that humanity's had to face. Several times this week, in very different places, Viktor Frankl came up. His name must have come up 5 or 6 times this week in different meetings I was in. And I think that is just because in his book, A Man's Search for Meaning, you know, he talks about that last human freedom of the choice that we have of our attitude. And I need to reread that book because it's been a long time, but several people have been reminding me that, you know, even in the concentration camps, that people found small ways to bring love and laughter. I mean, it's astounding, really, the resilience of the human spirit to be able to do that. Yeah. So I think that this is the mission that's in front of us right now. Whether you are someone who feels moved by, impacted by, you know, really, really touched by what's going on in Ukraine, or if you're not, but again, that there's something in your own world that is shaking the foundations, to ask that question of, you know, where is the choice for me right now in how I respond? What do I see as a tiny step toward, you know, just one right action that's whatever that is for you? You know, not everybody wants to cook food for your neighbors. Not everybody wants to, you know, personally, you know, sit at someone's bed while they're sick. But there's so many things that we can do that feel right for us, that feel comfortable for us. You know, we could, we just did this for a friend. All of us at work got together. A friend's husband is very ill, and it's a really difficult situation. And we just pulled a bunch of money for, you know, food delivery. And, you know, I think something like that, it goes way beyond just the how helpful it is for people when they're going through really hard times and so stressed out, just to not have to worry about things like food. It goes way beyond that, and it just shows that people care. And I think that's so much the gift, as much as whatever the actual gift is, you know, that old saying. I know it gets, I don't know, people, it's kind of like a cliche, but it really is the thought that counts. I mean, that means everything to us. When we're going through a hard time and somebody's kind of there with us in spirit, it makes such a difference. All right, let's play a little bit more of this music. Poignant and hopeful, melancholy and hopeful at the same time to me, that music. Anyway, so that's what I guess wanted to be said today. It's what I need to hear myself right now, which is over and over and over again throughout the day, what is the next right action? You know, what am I being called to do to participate in the things that are hurting my heart? I think that's really what it is. You know, instead of hiding, or, you know, kind of turning it into anger, I think for me the question is, yeah, what can I do so that I feel as if I'm being a contribution for the good here? Even if it's the smallest, tiniest little drop in the ocean, it's something. And when we all come from that place, who knows what the power of it could be. And before I go, I want to invite you, one of my friends, whom I think she wants to remain anonymous, but one of my beautiful friends had an idea to listen to a meditation together, and we're going to do this on Tuesday night. I'll put the information in written form so that it's easier for you to see. But we're going to do this on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. You don't even have to listen to the same meditation we're listening to. It's going to be at Joe Dispenza. I think it's called Project Coherence. And it doesn't even really have to be that same one. But if you want to join us at 7 p.m. Pacific time, it's just virtual wherever you are, you know, to put on your headphones or turn on your whatever player and listen to the meditation with us and just sending thoughts for peace. I really believe that something like that, where we're opening ourselves up to other possibilities of healing that we may not even know. You know, I do think we're energetic beings, and sending energy like that can have an impact. And even if it doesn't, that the act of ourselves giving ourselves that kind of self-care, that kind of quieting, that kind of space to bring in some calm and peace to ourselves is huge. So if that's all that happens, that's excellent, right? So I invite you to join us 7 p.m. Tuesday, March 8th. And I send you love. I send you peace. I send you clarity about how you want to show up, whether it's for the people you love or people in your neighborhood or community or in a broader worldwide way, how you want to show up with love in the world. You know, may you have some clarity about some ways to do that that feel possible and that would make you feel like you were participating. Okay, thanks for being here. Love you. Bye-bye.